I'm in the jelly space at the moment and I'm just taking apart the tea museum that I put up yesterday for the tea party. And the tea museum really came about because I'm always writing about tea, I'm always referring to tea. One of the first recordings that I made that got me really interested in sounds was the sound of a perfect cup of tea being made. And that was, I think that was 2005. 2006, around the time I became obsessed with recording domestic sounds and everyday sounds, I became really interested in the sound of tea because of the way that tea breaks break up the day and give a rhythm to the day, and because I just love tea, and when I'm feeling a bit stuck, the best thing to do is to make a nice cup of tea. So in the museum I've got all these various things that relate to this creative context of tea. So starting with beautiful essay by George Orwell written in 1946 called A Nice Cup of Tea. If you haven't read it, I would suggest that you definitely do so. I really like the opening section where he says that if you look up tea in the first cookery book, you'll find that it isn't really mentioned. And then he says, this is curious because the best manner of making it is the subject of violent disputes. And that is definitely something that I found when me and Mundane Appreciation were working together to make the Fantastical Reality radio show in association with Mundane Appreciation. Kayla Bell and her friends made this amazing jingle, the perfect cup of tea jingle, and we kind of between us agreed on like a set of questions that would go with this feature. We decided that we should make perfect tea mugs that people could win if they told us about their how they like their perfect cup of tea to be made. So there's quite a few things from the Fantastical Reality radio show in association with Mundane Appreciation in the tea museum, including a tea bag that someone put in the museum at a lounge event with the comment "very normal" attached to it. So I've kind of kept that tea bag from that event that was in, I think that was May 2008. And then I've got the rubber stamper with the cup and saucer and the tea bag that I bought for using during the Fantastical Reality radio show has been used to label all the museum labels. What else have I got in here? I've got my tea towel collection, which is an ongoing thing. I like the idea of a tea towel collection, and I think it was Rachel Matthews who gave me this idea of having a tea towel collection. I like the idea of collecting something that you can also use that's really useful in that way. And then when I was looking at domestic space and domestic sounds and the idea of appropriating things like recipes and instruction manuals for scores, I picked up this incredible book called The Good Housekeeping's Home Encyclopedia, and that has amazingly actually not got a specific feature on tea in it, but it's got some really nice photographs of china and different chinaware that you can use for if you're going to have tea. So I've got that. I've also got Alvin Lucier did a score. I can't remember what the name of that particular score is, but he created a score which I performed and recorded as part of the Cut and Splice Domestic Soundscape podcast series last year. And what that score involved was getting putting speakers inside a teapot, because obviously when you kind of open and close the teapot, I don't think you'll be able to hear on this, but when you open and close the teapot, the sound from the speakers gets louder and quieter, and it resonates in a very particular way inside the china chamber, inside the teapot. So I have a teapot here that I bought and modified specifically for doing that score. And then, you know, when you collect things and people realise that you're interested in something, they always get you things. So I've got this kind of ongoing collection of postcards, including, I think, my favourite one Liz picked up for me, and it's from the food and drink series The National Drink, and it was made in 1935, and the poster says "Tea revives you," which I definitely agree with. So there's that postcard, and then there's a couple of other postcards featuring tea in the collection. And then there's also the Swan Teas Made booklet, which I just think is incredible. I mean, I don't know who wrote this. I'd love to know who did the copy for it, because it's just incredible. I love even just the opening sentence. Thank you for purchasing this Swan Teas Made. With this, I